صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هي على الفلاح، هي على الفلاح، هي على الفلاح.
قام الله دم،
قام الله دم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما. قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Reminder that Fajr Salah will be 5:20 from tomorrow, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hadith we did last under the chapter of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tala, قول الله عز وجل في إبراهيم عليه السلام ربي إنهن أضللن كثير من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had read this ayat. This ayat was the saying of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathirun minan nas. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these idols, they have led, misled many people. فَمَن تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي, who has followed me, they are from me. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam looked at the idols and he thought, or Ibrahim alayhi salam reflected upon the idols and he thought his father was misled, his own family was misled, his people were misled because of the idols. In other words, he was showing some type of tarahum, some type of sadness over his family, over his people, that they were misled by these idols. وقال عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم read the ayat that Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, the words that Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام said. He said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you punish these people, in other words, the people of Isa عليه السلام, oh Allah, if you punish them, فإنهم عبادك, these people are your servants. وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ أَوَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, but if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, you are the most powerful, you are the most wise. In other words, he also was feeling some type of softness, some type of feeling for his people. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also feeling for his own people. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam read about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam having feeling for his people, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam having feeling for his people, for his ummah, then what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ, immediately he picked up his hands. The ulama explained, as we said, the hand also is part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua. Sometimes you'll go to different parts of the world, people will object, if they see you pick up your hands after salah to make dua, they'll object why you pick up your hands. From this hadith we say, فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his hands to make dua. It doesn't mean that every dua that a person makes is to lift up his hands, but if a person does lift up his hands, that's also proven from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on this occasion he picked up his hands. وَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي, he said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my ummat, وَبَكَى, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he began to cry. In other words, he also started thinking of his ummat. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reply to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he picked up his hand and he was crying for his ummat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Jibreel, idhab ila Muhammad wa rabbuka a'lam. Then go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't need to send a messenger to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying, but he still sent a messenger. That shows that sometimes using a means, using a person to ask another person, or using a being to ask another person, how are you feeling? That in itself creates some kind of comfort in a person. You might know a person is not feeling well, or you might know a person is down, but just to ask him how you're feeling, that in itself creates some kind of comfort in the person. So he sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, فَسَلْهُ مَا يُبْكِي, go ask him, O Jibreel alayhi salam, what is causing him to cry? فأتاه جبريل فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما قال. So Jibreel عليه السلام came to Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام and he informed him of this, that what is causing you to cry. فقال الله تعالى يا جبريل. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى day after told Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام اذهب إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, go back to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقل إنا سنرضيك في أمتك ولا نسوءك, that we will verily shortly we will make you happy with regards to your ummah and we won't displease you. What it means that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to become happy with his ummah. Allah will send so many people into Jannah, so many people Allah Pak will send into Jannah because of the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this will please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that this is one of the hadiths that creates the greatest amount of comfort in a believer. That Allah Pak has promised his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that with regards to his ummah, he'll make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. Therefore, in the ayat also, in Alam Nashrah wa Lasufa yu'atika rabbuka fatarda, that soon Allah Pak will give you something and Allah Pak will make you happy. Allah Pak will make you happy with regards to your ummah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this will be his greatest worry on the day of Qiyamah. Today's hadith and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu qala kuntu ridfa an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila himarin ala himarin faqala ya Mu'adh hal tadri ma haqqullahi ala ibadi. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says that I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon an animal. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was a young man. Faqala ya Mu'adh, it was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a young person was with him, he won't just leave him like that, he'll give him some advice. Very often we take a young person with us in a car, we meet somebody, that if it's possible to give him some advice, there's no chance of any fitna, then we should give that person advice, because sometimes we've got a lot, years and years of experience, that will take that person very long to reach. So if we share one advice, one experience, it will help those people. And then when they practice upon it for the rest of their life, we will get the sawab. So here the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving some advice to Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. He said, "Hal tadri ma haqqullahi ala ibadi?" Oh, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, do you know what is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his servant? وَمَا حَقُّ الْعِبَادِ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and what is the right of the servant upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْتُ اللَّهُ رَسُولُهُ عَلَمْ, he gave the standard answer. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. قَالَ فَإِنَّ حَقَّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَيْ يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his servant is that his servant doesn't commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he worships him. وحق العباد على الله ألا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا, and the right that a servant has upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish a person that does not commit shirk. In other words, this person, he didn't do any extra amal, he didn't do anything extra, but he didn't commit shirk. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not punish him. Here we explain what it means, that where a person's good deeds are more than his bad deeds, or his minor deeds are so few that he doesn't encompass his good deeds, etc., then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah immediately. But where a person has more sins, then the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he'll enter this person into Jahannam for a while to purify him, and then he'll enter him into Jannah. Anyway, this hadith is explaining to us that this is the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, حَزِ مُعَاذ بِن جَبَلُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا أُبَشِّرُ النَّاسِ, should I go tell the people what you say? In other words, inform them of this hadith. قَالَ لَا تُبَشِّرْهُمْ فَيَتَّكِلُوا, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that don't go and tell them, because now they'll just rely on this one hadith, they won't do anything else extra to get the higher stages of Jannah. Obviously later on in his life, Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he related this hadith so that we know about it. In other words, the Sahaba didn't want a situation to happen where they held back something that was knowledge for the Ummah as far as deen is concerned, necessary, important information. So towards the ending of their life, they mentioned that hadith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give so much. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, under this hadith, he explains that a person can, Allah Pak can have right over us, but what does it mean that we have a right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Pak is not obliged to give us anything. We can never have a right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he means was, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means, or what is meant by this, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised so much. Allah has promised. And Allah Pak's system is such that he doesn't break his promises. So this, what is meant by right of a servant over Allah, means that expectation is so strong. It's almost as though it's a right that the person has. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't break his promises. So that expectation of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much, it's like as though he has a right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of making amal on these beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remembering especially on this day of Friday in case of durood that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he cried for us, that just remembering Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it caused him to cry so much that Allah Pak had to send Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down to comfort him. So we should increase the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this day and try to make it early for the Jumu'ah Salah and read Surah Kahf. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.